Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Joining me now is Frank Terranova. He's the chairman and the CEO of Addison Resources. Frank, good to speak with you today.
Likewise, and good to be speaking with you again. Thank you.
That's a pleasure, anytime. So Frank, you've reported an 88% increase in total gold ounces across your Ferguson Island Gold Project and the Feni Gold and Copper Project. Maybe starting with Feni, can you share your thoughts on those drill results?
Look, I think when we started the adventure of drilling on Feni, the proposition initially was just to get a better understanding of the system. A lot of geologists, including our own, have described it as a Lihir lookalike. That may sound aspirational at this point in time, but we were always very confident of finding gold and ultimately copper. And the results haven't let us down. So it was a very good maiden drilling program. Mm.
What market feedback have you had on the resource update, Frank?
Look, I think ultimately seeing is believing. We had been telling investors that both projects were highly scalable, and the drilling program was our first. It was reasonably modest. We did over 3,000 metres on Ferguson Island and a couple of thousand metres on Feni. And the results demonstrated that both projects we expect to be bigger than what we initially thought. So the market's been very, very positive. On the other side of it, they can't wait for us to get back and start drilling again.
Mm. So what's the next step for the Ferguson Island projects? Will you be submitting a mining lease application now?
Yeah, look, I think subject to funding, and we're in the process of a number of initiatives there, the objective is to go back, continue drilling on Ferguson Island, and really now step out and grow the ounce count aggressively. In the meantime, undertake the various studies, whether it be economic assessments, sustainable environmental studies, wrap it up into a feasibility study, and then look to apply for the mining lease, receive it, and then get into construction.
Okay. And do the latest results vindicate your plan to create a portfolio of complementary projects, Frank?
Yeah, look, I think that's been the very pleasing thing. Initially, junior companies have one project. We specifically and strategically aimed for two. As I've said many times, when the market is hot, investors like you chasing that elephant in the jungle and looking for that tier one discovery. When the market is a little bit more subdued, everybody's looking for near-term cash flow. The two are extremely complementary and give us that that natural hedge, if you like, within the portfolio itself.
Mm. And do you think you've captured that elephant, Frank? Because you do say in the release that Feni has the potential to be a project of international significance.
Yeah, look, I think it's like anything. It's a first world problem when a junior company owns 100% of something that could be enormous. So now it's about demonstrating a methodical approach and a good funding base to enable you to progress things in an orderly but real-time basis. Investors don't want to wait 20 years for the prize, nor do we. But like anything with all our projects, it's crawl, walk, run, and that's the approach we'll take. And the first steps have been fantastic.
You mentioned funding. What capital raising plan do you have in place for the next phase of work?
Yeah, look, the first lot of capital that we raised in February when the company listed was $10 million, and we were very explicit with the shareholders and investors as to what we would do and where we would get to by the end of the program, with still $2.5 million in the bank. Now we're assessing what we need going forward. It's no secret. Explorers and developers, if they have no cash flow, ultimately have to go back to the market. Thankfully, we're seeing a lot of interest and support, and we expect probably over the coming months to fully get a complete understanding and undertake a financing of some description.
I mean, how about your major shareholder, Maya Resources? It still owns 40% of Aditon. Any thoughts on their intentions?
Yeah, look, it's a question we get asked a lot because it is a meaningful stake in the company. Maya spun Aditon Resources out, so clearly demonstrating it's a non-core asset. At the moment, they are still on the public record stating that they will distribute those shares to their own shareholders once the regulatory approvals and processes have been undertaken. The timing of that is yet, I believe, is always variable because, regulatory approvals can sometimes take a little bit longer than first expected. But from that perspective, we'll see how that unfolds.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, it looks like an exciting time for the company. Thank you very much for the update today. I'm sure we're going to be chatting to you again soon.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time and we'll talk soon. All the best.
That's Frank Terranova. He's the chairman and the CEO of Aditon Resources.